Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, John, of course I screwed up the movie reference again here. I knew it was Mike Myers, former Saturday Night Live comedian Mike Myers, but I had the wrong movie. So, yeah, John, first off, John Jackson, great to see you in the house. He's sidekicking with us here this morning, but we were talking with our producer, Caden, about a couple. He's a young man, so we were like, man, you got to go watch Forrest Gump. You got to watch Good Morning Vietnam. But I was playing. We were talking about how the replacement for Justin Trudeau, his name is Mark Carney, and he's just another Justin Trudeau. So they're just going to double down on the failure of Justin Trudeau if they go with this Carney guy. And then I tried to play a movie reference from Austin Powers, and I got the reference wrong. So, you know, hey, there we go. But, John, I pulled up the correct reference for you now, thanks to my wife. She's like, that's not from Austin Powers. That's from So I Married an Axe Murderer. I know, I should be pretty embarrassed.
Dude, we both of us got to turn in our man cards right now because we got out movie referenced by a woman.
Got,
okay,
no,
so we're done. We're done. Turn it in for today. And we got a 24-hour suspension.
24, oh, no. Okay. It's like a cyber attack on X. You know, we're just locked out for a little while.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
No man card 24 for 24
hour
hours. Yeah, but no, it's funny. My wife's like, that's not from Austin Powers. It was from So I Married an Axe Murderer. Did you watch that show back
in the
day?
I did, yeah.
So that's the one where he plays the Scottish. He's in the movie, and then he also plays his dad in the movie, who's this Scottish guy. Heed, pants now. Now move your big head. It's like an orange on a toothpick. There's some great one-liners in that one. But I forget what led up to this portion of the movie, but he starts talking about the colonel, you know, from Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that's when he says this.
I hated the colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.
Dad, how can you hate the colonel?
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly, smart ass.
Interesting. Cuckoo.
Oh, anyway, he'd pants now. So he wasn't referring to Mark Carney, the new, you know, the new Trudeau of Canada, apparently.
Speaking of which, we were talking about, you know, Carney and the tariff war and all that stuff, which is heating up as we speak right now. But see, these communists around the world, just like you saw with Biden, just like you're seeing in the EU, they are perfectly happy to take their mission is to take their country and fly it into a mountain. So they're perfectly happy to take on Trump here and crush the place. What it's going to take, just like with Mexico and some of these other countries, their oligarchs, the people that actually run their big industries, are going to have to get on the phone and say, boys, knock this crap off.
Well, Carney is hoping that a fight with the United States will help him in the elections, no matter what harm it would actually cause to Canada in the process. In the meantime, that's the thing with these leftists. They want one thing. Not
power.
Not what's best for their country, but power for themselves and what they see as best for themselves. And that's what this Carney is up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I hope Karen in Jordan, Montana, I got to meet her at the Gate Show in Glendive one year. I hope she calls in here because she has some insight on why the approval numbers for President Trump, why there's a difference between young people backing Trump and then the older generations not as strongly backing Trump. Anyway, so John, I mentioned how Friday night
I had the honor of speaking at, speaking of Glenda, I've had the honor of speaking at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan dinner, and I shared the numbers from Charlie Kirk. 18 to 39-year-olds, 60% right now apparently approve of what President Trump is doing. But when you get to 65 and older, it's only at like 45%. And so it just begs the question, why is that? Well, A, first off, that's incredible that the younger generations, that the next generations are turning in the right direction. Because, look, we could save our country now, and we can save our country for the next 5 years or 10 years. But if we lose the next generation, then where is our country at that point? But why? You would think the older generation would be even more interested in preserving this great country that we call America and saving it for the next generations. But instead, apparently, a lot of them just want us to go down this path of towards bankruptcy.
Yeah, I don't understand that poll, and I wonder if it's an outlier, because you see the polls, like the approval rate for President Trump's speech the other night in the 70s. The approval rate for Elon and Doge's work is in the 70s. He has an incredible mandate right now, incredible popularity. So the only thing I can think of with that age group, are they being scared by this propaganda that their Social Security and their entitlements are going to get cut? That's the only thing I would see there.
Yeah, even though none of the entitlement programs are actually going to be cut. No. Now, are they going to highlight and target and eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse within Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? Yes, but that doesn't mean that they're cutting actual benefits programs for anybody out there. In fact, Elon Musk and President Trump and everybody has made that clear.
Yeah, it's all about the waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, when they actually get to the bottom of this, maybe in a couple of months, maybe by May, you are going to see figures in the trillions. It is going to shock even the cynical folk like us. It's going to shock even us.
All right, let's get into the phone lines here. We've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Francis in Big Fork, first up. Francis, good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I usually call earlier, but this is fine. I was just going to tell you, I'm one of the older ones, and I'm 100% for Trump and 100% for Musk cleaning out the government. And I'm so happy they took all the security away from all these bums. And that is wonderful. Now let's clean up some more.
Yeah. Hey, Francis.
We got it. We don't want to be a communist country like Canada.
Francis, what did you think of, I don't know if you saw the audio of John Tester. He was on that HBO Bill Maher program over the weekend. He's blaming Kamala Harris for his loss. What do you think of him blaming her for his loss in the Senate race here in Montana?
I don't think it had anything. Well, I mean, he supported her. That didn't help him. But his own record is what killed him. And I was very angry with him when he voted to let men in our bathroom. I mean, you know, I don't want him in there.
Yeah.
And I don't think many women do.
Yeah, the line's already long enough as it is, let alone what you might actually have to see if they do that. But that's the other angle here, is like the women's restroom line is already way too long. Do I really want a bunch of men standing in the line now, too? I can see where that's a problem. Francis, great to hear from you. John, that reminds me. You know, so John Tester blaming Kamala Harris for the reason why he lost his race. You know, it's actually interesting. Remember, John Tester actually never fully endorsed Kamala Harris.
No.
But behind closed doors in Missoula, he tried to let his supporters know that he was supporting her, but he just couldn't endorse her because he was afraid it would hurt him, right?
Well, he wouldn't go to the DNC convention. Remember, he ran away from Biden and Kamala as fast as his 350 pounds would allow him. But it's still, everybody just looked at his voting record. So, you know, you couldn't run away from it.
Yeah, so one of the stories that I shared on Friday night, I think for the first time at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan, was my friend Evan Wilson, who is a rock star pollster. He's been on the show a few times. Billings senior high school grad. He's a prominent pollster across the country. He's got peak insights. He was telling me, I called him a couple weeks ago, he was telling me that last summer he was doing one of these focus group sessions with swing voters, with voters, you know, undecided voters in Great Falls. And when you do these sessions, what you want to do is you want to test the other side's message. You will use all of the arguments that Tester and the Democrats would try to throw at these people to convince them to vote for John Tester. So he threw all of their arguments at these people. And this was after Kamala Harris was already crowned the Democrat presidential candidate, right? And he said, and so these focus group people, they were saying, you know, well, they didn't support Kamala Harris and this or that. So Evan tells him, he's like, yeah, but John Tester has said he's not endorsing Kamala Harris. He's not endorsing her for president. They all laughed. They just laughed. And he said that was such a telling moment because it just showed that they had had enough of his Adam Schiff. They weren't falling for anything. They weren't buying it anymore.
They do.
The gig was up. And no matter how many times the liberal media in Montana tried to push that line, everybody saw through it. Nobody was buying it. They would just laugh at the rhetoric they were using.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start getting into some phone calls here. Our phone lines have filled up, but write the number down so as we free up a line, you can call in 406-294-0970. Let's go first to Tom in Bozeman, listening to 1450 KMMS. Tom, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, I heard your question about Trump's approval rating among seniors, and one explanation is that Trump's affinity for these radical tariff strategies is crushing the stock market, and that's where most seniors have their life savings. So he seems to take special delight in really drastic tariff strategies, and they're going to pay the price.
Well, I forget where I saw that. Somebody had a post on X, and they were like, the stock market's taken a slight dip, not a massive dip, but as soon as that rebounds, then that issue's kicked to the side. I actually, Frank and Malta, John, I thought made a good point. You know, 45%, he says, is nothing to really cry about, though. In when it comes to presidential approval ratings, actually 45% is actually pretty good for a presidential approval rating, and that's just among that particular demographic. Somebody else messaged us on the app here. I forget where I put the message at, and they said, why the older generation? Oh, this is Fred in Billings. Why the older generation? They still watch, you know, TV, basically,
right.
CNN and MSNBC, whereas the young people are using alternative sources. They're more likely to be on X and getting you know, the information right at their fingertips.
To answer him on the tariff stuff, permanent DC, the Beltway class, now for our entire lives, have allowed the United States to get punked. In the worldwide economy, we allow countries all over the world to tax our goods at outrageous levels, and then we let their stuff come in here for nothing. And what President Trump, as a businessman, as one of the few businessmen that have ever held that position of president, he is now saying that day is over. We are doing this reciprocally, gentlemen. Whatever you put on us, we're putting on you.
Yeah. Tom and Butte sent us a message on the Montana Talks app message, and this is a good message from Tom and Butte. Please stop referring to Social Security retirement as an entitlement. And that's a good point by Tom and Butte. It's always considered to be one of the entitlement programs. That's more of a classification of spending. But I get his point. Like, I'm not in, you know, it's not an entitlement. It's not like some sort of welfare benefit. We paid into that program our entire lives. So that's the point that Tom and Butte's making, and that's a fair point.
Oh, no, I actually agree with that word, because think of the word, entitlement, entitled. You paid that money in there,
you're
entitled
to it.
Yep.
Yeah, good point. John in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about the bigger issue with men in women's bathroom is the fact that women do not want to continually put down the toilet seat. Let's be serious. Right? I mean, come on. I've been married a few times, and they always say, put the toilet seat down, and that's going to be okay with me. So that's really the issue. I just don't think that women want to put toilet seats down.
or even worse, have to wipe off the seat because the dude pretending to be a woman made a mess of the toilet seat. Yeah, there's several reasons, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's a practical one. And the fact is that men in men's bathrooms, they're slobs. I mean, come on. They can't aim. They can't shoot straight. We'll just say that.
You sound like a well-trained man there, John.
Well, you know what? I think the ladies in my life appreciate that they've trained me well.
All right. Well, great to hear from you. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, John Jackson, your thought. It's not just about this radical transgender agenda to take away women's opportunities in sports. The women just don't want a bunch of dudes coming in there and leaving the toilet seat up.
Men are absolute pigs. You go in some of these men's restrooms that don't get, a regular cleaning, a daily cleaning. You look around, they have thrown toilet paper all over the floor. They've spackled the toilet bowl. They have taken their nose leavings and wiped it all over the walls. I mean, men are absolute pigs. And if you've ever been in a women's restroom, the place is immaculate.
What are you doing going into women's restrooms?
Oh, but
you running for the legislature?
Both of us have you know, when the other place is full, you have snuck in there once or twice.
You know, at about 4:30 in the morning when it's just, you know, like nothing but dudes here at the radio stations and it's the breakfast flakes, yeah, sometimes you might have to run into the other facility. Although I've heard, though, John, like the ladies have said that actually women can be pretty nasty in their bathrooms as well, too, with making a mess. So I don't know. We don't need to get on all of this bathroom talk all day here. But let's see. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Nathan in New York. It's been a long time since he's called in. I know one of John's friends from X that will jump in on the conversation as well. He's got a great radio voice, if I remember right. But he's here to rescue me from all my movie reference fails, apparently. Nathan, I'm so glad you called in.
What a doodle. What's going on? Don't cry. How are you doing, John? Hey, Aaron, I'm sorry, I'm at work, and I'm getting pinged, and all the people are like, Aaron's blowing it. And I'm like, I've got John there to help him.
That's not breaking news.
John got it wrong.
That's not breaking news. That's just another day.
So John? What were you guys talking about? What I missed a movie reference or something?
Yeah, Aaron was trying to figure out the BDI quote from about carnies, and he was doing the carny thing to the new Canadian prime minister, and his wife had to ride to the rescue for us and give us the correct movie reference.
So, she's always riding to my rescue.
So both of us had our man card revoked for 24 hours.
I would be a total train wreck if it wasn't for my wife. Yeah.
Dudes, all right. Although talking about the restrooms, I'm in New York City, obviously, as you mentioned, and I get the distinct pleasure of visiting the Penn Station restrooms now and again. That's next level filth.
Oh, man.
You can only imagine.
So if you had one or two movies, this is risky even raising this question live over there, but our young producer, Caden, he hasn't seen Forrest Gump. He hasn't seen Good Morning Vietnam. He didn't even know the Austin Powers reference, let alone the So I Married an Axe Murderer reference. What two movies would you encourage Caden to watch?
How old is this guy?
I think he's, 20-something? I don't know if he's okay with us putting his age out there, but he's sharp. He's great.
Sharp kid. All right. He needs two movies? Like, we're talking all time?
Yeah. He's 24.
Two movies? Well, he's got to see Jaws. Has he seen Jaws?
There you go. Yep.
Got to see Jaws. It's probably one of the top ever. And you know what? Just because I want to influence the young lad, make him watch Patton.
Ah, okay. Hey, Patton's grandson was in Montana, and I totally missed it. We should have got him on the show, but Patton's grandson was here for a Veterans Navigation Network event, and apparently he just gave an incredible speech, an incredible talk, so I'm sorry I missed that one. But, Nathan, great to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. All right, let's go to another caller here. And, by the way, we've now got some phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Skip in Hamilton next up, and it looks like Skip has an update for us. There was a member of the Montana legislature, Representative Ron Marshall, out of Hamilton, who resigned from the legislature. And so the Ravalli County Republican Central Committee had to select three names to forward to the county commissioners for his replacement. And sounds like Skip in Hamilton has some thoughts. Skip, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. And I have to tell you something that just happened that I was listening to, the talk that you've been having about, I'll just call them transgender issues. I think here in Montana, there is a legislator, Carrie Coe, who my guess is you know, she's in your area.
Yeah, she's great, yeah.
Yeah, she's been addressing those with plain talk and no nonsense and easy to understand legislation, and I hope that clears a lot of the issues. And meanwhile, at least for the state of Montana. So you had mentioned John Tester first, and I was just really pleased that the electorate of Montana finally figured it out after so many elections that it's time for John to go home and get on his tractor. And so that, I was so glad about that, for the state of Montana is good. And then the thing about our central committee, which the people experience for Valley County, which is kind of an anomaly when it comes to being kind and respectful at a meeting like, say, a central committee. It's like two bands of Neanderthals clashing with each other at every meeting.
Yeah, I know there's quite the division on the central committee there, but it sounds like they put forward three names, Michelle Binkley, Wayne Rusk, and Terry Nelson. Did the county commissioners pick a name for the replacement yet?
Yesterday afternoon at a very respectful meeting, and kind of pleased because the people that were there, the commissioners and everybody in the room knows everybody pretty much.
So who did they pick? Who did they pick? Because we've got to run to a break here in a second.
Terry Nelson, who is actually the secretary of the party and with a lot of service for about 25 years. So we got it together, and we'll hit the ground running Monday. Thank you, sir.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, thanks, Skip. Yeah, Terry Nelson, he'll do great. Terry Nelson's a great guy. He'll do a great job in that role. Yeah, he's basically getting thrown in at halftime because the legislators are back home on a transmittal break right now till Friday. So put me in, coach. They're going to throw Terry will be ready. He'll do a great job.
You talk about all this infighting and, you know, the people getting at each other inside the Republican Party. So many people tend to be one issue type of folks. Now there is, if you could say there's one defining issue, that one defining issue is budgets. Okay. But on everything else, you know, you can't be a one issue person. You have to understand that 90% of the stuff out here we agree on. So let's get together and make this happen.
Yeah. Budgets, tax relief, etc. Yeah, good point. Let's see. Great email from Buck in the Shields Valley. I'll share that message coming up right after this. And then apparently there's a few people with some movie recommendations for young Caden here.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
China's turning tariff attention to Canada. China recently responded to the U.S. increasing tariffs by increasing retaliatory tariffs against American imports, and now the Asian nation is turning its attention to Canada. China implemented tariffs on more than $2.6 billion worth of ag and food products from Canada. Reuters says the move is in retaliation against levies Ottawa introduced in October of 2024 and opens a new front in a global trade war. The levies announced by the Commerce Ministry will take effect on March 20th and match the 100% and 25% tariffs Canada placed on Chinese-made electric vehicles and steel and aluminum products just 4 months ago. The tariffs could be a warning shot as the Trump administration showed it may be willing to ease 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods if they apply the same extra 20% duty he slapped on Chinese goods over the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. At the conclusion of this year's Commodity Classic in Denver, the National Association of Wheat Growers welcomed its new officer team. Serving as the association president is Pat Clements of Kentucky, with Montana farmer Nathan Kane becoming treasurer of the National Association of Wheat Growers. I'm Lane Northland.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll start jumping into your phone calls here in just a second. Once again, John, we've got to tell our statewide audience about this brilliant idea that we came up with. This is just too good to just pass up. So you guys have heard about the CBP One app, where, you know, Biden and Tester, what they did with this CBP One app was they created an app for your smartphone that made it easier for illegal aliens to invade this country and then stay in this country through this app on their phone. Oh, yeah, just register and then go wherever the hell you want in America is what they basically did. Well, now the Trump administration is repurposing that app. The app is now a self-deportation app. The app is now working to make it easier for illegal aliens to self-deport themselves. So there's this liberal professor at MSU who got a $3 million grant to study climate change in Africa. And he's really mad that if he loses his climate change grant, he says he's going to have to leave Bozeman, Montana, and make Bozeman, Montana again. And so, John, you and I, we came up with the MDT1 app that will make it easier for climate alarmist liberals to self-deport from Montana.
I'm formulating the commercial we can put on TV with this right
the
now.
Public service announcement.
Oh, yeah. Now, all of you media maggots out there, all of you university leeches that have been living off of your NGO grant money for the last however many years, can you no longer afford to live in Montana? Do you want to find a new place to live? We have the app for you. It is MDT1. You can immediately get a road system, road conditions, access to U-Hauls. Download it right now on your favorite download
Weather show. Radar. We'll go pick up some young kids from the Rock and R to help you pack your boxes up and everything. Move those boxes.
We'd like
up.
To tell you that there's some illegals that'll help you pack your stuff, but yeah, we're deporting all those people. So you're gonna have to actually get some white boys this time.
I mean, you know, think about it. It's like, think about how high housing costs are in Bozeman, Montana alone right now. This guy's going to free up some housing. The Trende Aragua gang members that got arrested, that frees up some housing. We got the CBP One app, the MDT One app. We start bringing down housing prices. Gump, you must be a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, free. I mean, can't you just see that commercial out there? Crazy Trump. Crazy Trump is offering you the MDT One app. Beautiful. I mean, they act like that's... It's said like it's a threat, like... I might have to leave Montana. Oh, we would hate that.
I just saw Aspenwall Mountainwear. They make some really cool outdoor gear, clothing, and my buddy Derek Aspenwall just came up with his own camouflage pattern. But I think on their Instagram page yesterday, they had a video of their machine stitching the M on the Make Bozeman, Montana Again ball caps that they just created. So maybe we'll ship one to that professor.
Oh, a friend of mine who was also helping coach my daughter, she transferred over to the Cats here last year and had to get an apartment over there with her boyfriend. And the rent, as they split the rent, is $2,000 a month
for each
some
of them.
Tiny little apartment.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I've had people tell me that their kids were going to go to MSU, but the housing prices were so insane. They couldn't do it.
Crazy.
Couldn't do it. Kelly Seaford up in Glasgow is wondering if John and I have ever seen Going South, starring Jack Nicklaus, Mary Steenburgen, and Christopher Lloyd. Going South.
That's an oldie right there.
He says that's a classic. I don't know if I've seen that one or not. Buck in the Shields Valley says, gentlemen, it's funny how Tester is blaming Kamala for his loss. That's like blaming Colonel Sanders for your weight. Here's what I mean. Here's what I mean. He recruited her to run for the Senate back when. If not for him, we'd never have had her. John's Hollywood visit must be a casting call for his new gig, the first dude on The View. Stay irreverent, boys. That's from Buck in the Shields Valley. Sven in the Flathead Valley apparently has some movies that we forgot about as well. Which movies did we forget, Sven?
Well, how are you two young gentlemen doing today?
Hey, doing great. Good to hear from you.
The movies that I was thinking of was everybody should watch probably from a young teenager to 80 years old is the Charlie Bronson movie, Telethon.
I don't know if I remember that one. Okay. Why that one?
Man, that's about infiltration back in World War II in the country.
Wow. Talk about infiltration. They need to do a remake of that one and describe the last 4 years.
Yeah, this is a good movie for everybody to watch, man. It really explains the stuff that went on in World War II, what they were doing. They're putting they were infiltrating people and brainwashing them and then setting them off. And the other movie it's a really good movie. It's for the young guy there. Used Cars with Kurt Russell. He's trying to run as a politician. And there's two guys that got two car lots, and there's a freeway coming through. Jack Ward plays with both parts of the guys, the brothers in the car lot. One's got a Mercedes dealership. The other one's got a used car dealership. It is funny, man. You'll laugh your butt off. But anyway, I wanted you guys to have computers and stuff. I have this visual of Kester and Jerry Nadler together, both wearing a thong and bellies pushed together.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness! That now we just—if the bathroom talk earlier didn't, you know, drive people over the edge, that image has got to drive people over the edge.
Aaron, let me borrow your screwdriver. I got to put that in my ear and scrub that image out of my brain. Oh Lord have mercy!
Oh man! Oh man! All right, Sven, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's go next to Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou, great to hear from you.
Oh, hey, good morning, my friends. And I just wanted to know what you and John think about Biden signing all the orders and bills and stuff with that auto pen, and it might not even have been him signing those. Do you think there'll be any fallout from that? And I think it's fantastic that the Trump administration removed all the security clearances for all them traitors. And you were talking about Comrade Tester, one quick thing. What's the difference between Comrade Tester and Tampon Tim? Absolutely nothing. Hey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Grandpa Lou. Yeah, John, that was the big thing to me is that, like, okay, here's John Tester pretending to be the smartest Democrat in the room. I'm so moderate. I know how to win the center of politics. And then Bill Maher says, yeah, but you lost your race. Why? And that's when he blamed Kamala Harris. But it's like he was just as far left as she was and Tampon Tim Walz was on every single issue. And so yet I think the reason he's doing all this is just to continue the grift. He wants to fly down to L.A. and hobnob with his Hollywood buddies like he just did last Friday. He's probably raking in multimillion-dollar lobbying contracts already. And who knows? Maybe he can buddy up to Gavin Newsom down in California if they try to run in 4 years.
And Bill Maher, along with several of these guys, like Charlemagne the God, I heard. There's a lot of Democratic voices out there. People of a certain age, Van Jones is one, and they're asking, what is going on in the Democrat Party right now? You people are just continuing. Kamala flew the plane into the mountain, and you guys are now burning the wreckage. I mean, what is the matter with y'all? You've got people out here just screaming the nuttiest stuff and continuing to just alienate all the independents and the centrists. And like we've said on your show a bunch of times, good. I want Jasmine Crockett to be the absolute voice of the Democrats for all the way to 2028. More, more, more.
Well, and speaking of that, I'm going to play a soundbite coming up after the break because I want to warn people ahead of time before I play it because it's just some nasty stuff. It's bleeped out, don't worry, but you'll still get the picture of just how nasty these leftists are right now. This was from a Bernie Sanders rally with a transgender singing basically a song blasphemous about God. And people have to hear this because you have to know how radical these people are. But first, let's go back into the phone lines. We've got Mike in Great Falls. Mike, what's going on? Mike, are you there? Oh, you know what? I guess we lost Mike. Sorry, I didn't get the word that we lost Mike. So let's go to Matt in Columbia Falls. Matt, what's on your mind? And
good morning, Aaron, John. Make a comment to you from what you were reporting from or mentioning from Billings on the elderly tend to be watching CNN and watching the modern media news channels. Anyways, I'm one of those, and no, I don't. In fact, what I've done, I'm going to reel it back into Montana. I don't even watch the modern media news anymore because it's so biased. Even
So you're done with the TV news locally, nationally. You're done with it because it's so biased left. Yeah, interesting. All right, hold that thought. Got to take a quick break.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I chatted more with Matt in Columbia Falls there during the break, and he just said, you know, all of the local TV stations, he said they were so biased. They would only try to do positive stories about Tester last election. And then about the Republicans, it was the opposite. He said he just turned off all of those TV stations. So it's not just turning off CNN and MSNBC. He said he turned off the local TV stations. And we, John, you know, you and I saw this during the COVID-19 era as well. They were the cheerleaders of all the lockdowns and all the stupid mandates and everything. It's which reminds me of a great tweet that Elon Musk just shared in the last 24 hours. I've got to pull it up here to get the exact wording on it, but he basically made the point that what the mainstream, Rothmus shared this on X. The job of the mainstream media today is to make you think that the views of the 10% of the country are actually the views of the 90% of the country. And we still see that with these TV stations today. Even today, they will have a report about a man who is transgender, and they will call him or her and he or she. And they will straight up lie to their viewers to push this agenda.
Have you heard of this gal, Data Republican?
She is now a
big star out here on social media. She is helping Elon Musk and Doge finding all of this waste, fraud, and abuse because she's got just a great talent with that kind of stuff, with code and computer systems. Well, the mainstream media has made it their business now to go after her and her husband, dox them down out of the Salt Lake Tribune. Inviting people to go after her and her husband and his business. And it needs repeating all the time that you may think you hate these people enough, you don't.
Well, and that's partly, it wasn't even in the script of my speech. Usually I don't script anything, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to actually write out a speech. I didn't even write this in my speech, but Friday in Glendive, I basically made the point that, yeah, we saw this during COVID-19. Part of the reason why people don't believe they're Adam Schiff anymore from the media and why that the 2024 happened the way it did is because they saw it during COVID-19. The media is supposed to be questioning the government, questioning elected officials. And yet, what did they do during COVID-19? If you questioned the officials that were shutting down your schools, forcing you to wear masks, shutting down your businesses, shutting down your churches, the media attacked you. They questioned you. They didn't question the government. They questioned you. And we saw that time and time again. Okay, I gave you the warning. This shows how insane and how vulgar and how far left these left-wing activists are. So Bernie Sanders had an anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk rally that he attended, and they had a transgender singer singing a song, and it's going to be bleeped out, but you still get the point of just how really evil some of these folks on the left have become.
But Bernie Sanders is still the only one who can turn out a crowd. Bernie Dog's been on tour. He's going from city to city. He's holding rallies against oligarchy, putting thousands in seats. But his opening act is questionable. Does your God have a what? That's trans anarchist punk singer Laura Jane Grace.
And John, they were singing along and smiling, the people in that crowd. This is just sick, twisted stuff.
And this is this falls into that category of things that, believe it or not, this might surprise you, Aaron. It doesn't surprise me, and I don't care. But yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I know who these people are. I know they're crazy. I know they are mentally ill. I know they are my enemies. I know we are at war. So bring it on, guys. I mean, whatever, however crazy you think you are, just so you know this one thing. We are crazier than you are, and we are more deadly than you are. So let's get it on.
Next up on the phone lines, we got Mark in Park City. Mark, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I had this thought, you know, and Montanans have a pretty much a libertarian bent.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think that helped, I hate to say it, but it was one of the reasons, other than the fact that the left threw piles of money at it, the whole abortion thing, the last election cycle. But my thought was, you know, we just kind of have this libertarian part of us where, you know, I would rather my wife didn't get an abortion, but, oh, man, you know, it's kind of your own deal. And if you want to kill your own baby, that's your own thing. But it's I think that was it was a contributing factor. And the other thing I was going to say is, you know, since, like, they've got, if you've been in the airport or you stopped in the rest area down here by Reed Point, they've got all of those single cell bathroom deals, you know, for, so if you're undecided, you're not going to be embarrassed. And they are expensive. I mean,
yeah, that's right. It ends up costing more money to make these accommodations, but yeah, at least everybody gets a little privacy. And yeah, what's forcing that? A lot of it is the radical transgender agenda. You know, one quick response, since we're out of time here, to what Mark just said there is, you can't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without life to begin with. John Jackson, thanks for being with us.